And as I looked at my life, I asked myself a question, and I want to ask you a question. How many of you know if you had your life to live over again, you could have done more than what you've done thus far? Raise your hands, please. Now, that proves the point of what we do, what we accomplish, what we produce in life is only a tip of the iceberg of what's possible for us. I want you to think about some major goal that gives your life a sense of meaning right now. Something that gives your life a sense of meaning. Something that will give your life a sense of purpose and direction. Some personal goal that you'd like to achieve. Something that gives your life meaning right now. And some career goal, some financial goal that you'd like to achieve. And your social contribution. Horace Mann said we should be ashamed to die until we've made some major contribution to humankind. What's your goal? What's your dream? What is it you want to do with your life? Dr. Joelle Martin said something that I love. She said, what would the world be like if everybody lived their dream? Here's what I've found about life. It's not as complicated as I used to make it. I think that life is about dreams and stories. Everything that exists, the world at one time was barren, but everything that exists, hotels, planes, they weren't here. Everything that we see every day, computers, all of the things that we see, someone had a dream. Someone had a dream of a person standing on stage and their voice being amplified so they don't have to scream and yell and can be heard by thousands. Someone had that dream of how to transport us from one place to the other quickly and safely. The clothes you have on, where you're now seated, all came out of somebody's dream, the world's greatest achievement. What is your dream? I said that you have something special. I didn't say that just to be kind. I said it because it's true. You are God's chosen vessel. You were chosen, one out of 400 million sperm. You have something in you that when you were chosen, when you showed up, there's something in you that if you don't do it, all of us will suffer. Repeat after me, please. Live full, die empty. Let's say it again. Live full, die empty. The ideal situation for a man or woman to die is to have family members praying with them as they cross over. He said, but imagine, if you will, being on your deathbed and standing around your bed, the ghost of the dreams, the ideas, the abilities, the talents given to you by life, and that you, for whatever reason, you never went after that dream. You never acted on those ideas. You never used those talents. You never used those gifts. And there they are standing around your bed looking at you with large angry eyes saying, we came to you and only you could have given us life. And now we must die with you forever.